Hey, what's going on, man? Let's talk about this greatest skill that every husband should have, right? Tell me now what you're thinking, right? It has nothing to do with the body or stuff like that. And really, at the end of the day, the greatest skill every husband should have is the ability to reset. And the reason why you want to be able to reset is because you're going to have a bad day. You're going to go through a divorce. You're going to go through heartbreak. You're going to go through anger. And as a man, you got to provide, protect, and I don't know, do whatever society says, right? But that's not what we don't live by society standards here. But let me tell you what happened to me yesterday, right? Yesterday, my wife was upset, so I had to deal with that, right? I had a friend that passed away around this time, so yesterday was a very like high emotional time for me, right? But I had all these other issues that I had to deal with, so even though I was grieving a friend passing, I really didn't even get the chance to actually grieve because I had so many other things going on that I just couldn't, right? As you guys also know, I got a daughter, so she's running around. We got a newborn son, so he's crying, and I have to be present. I'm trying to be present, right? Not doing too well at that, right? So I'm sharing all this to say is I had to take a deep breath and just blow out. And I did a lot of deep breaths yesterday and blow out and try to reset and say, okay, what is the next thing that I need to focus on? Sometimes it's not about getting through the day. It's about getting to the next task, right? We went to Chuck E. Cheese with the kids. I was exhausted. When I say I was exhausted for the past couple, I'd say a couple of weeks, I've been so exhausted that anything I try to focus on, I just can't. Right. And I have to say, okay, what's the next task I need to do? What's the next thing I need to focus on? What's the next thing I need to focus on? And I try to go to bed earlier to try to reset myself. But even tomorrow, I got to get up early and I got an appointment at the VA. But the reason why I'm sharing all this with you is because as men, we don't get the luxury of just standing there and just screaming to the mountaintop or being emotional all the time about things going on. I know several husbands that we've talked and they've just like, man, I'm tired, right? I'm tired of making decisions. I'm tired of trying to plan out the future. I'm tired of a lot of things, right? But that is our responsibility and our plight, right? And we love it. Right at the end of the day, and in some cynical way, we really love it, right? I love the work. Actually, I would want more, because once the responsibility is over, I'm no longer needed. But in going through it, you're tired, right? And the reason why I'm sharing this is because one, I want you to know, any husband hearing this, I get you're tired. I get the burden of responsibility. I get the financial burden of responsibility. I get the emotional burden of responsibility. I get that. At every which end, someone is always pulling or tugging at you, and you don't get a second to yourself, right? I was actually almost 3 weeks behind in my master's program because I was so focused on my family that everything that I had going on literally dropped to the wayside, right? And so I get it, right? And I could sit there and try to explain to somebody else what's going on, and I have tried. But it's as if my feelings, how I feel about whatever is going on, is always superseded by however they feel. All right. Or they try to like explain to me, oh, well, you know, this is happening. And it's just like, in this moment, can it be about me? But yet again, as men, we know that it's not always about us. It doesn't always, it just never is in our favor that way. We are always succumbing to somebody else, whether it's our children, our wife, our grandmothers, our mothers, somebody, right, is going to need us at our highest level to help them to make a decision or move forward in life or to go through something. All right. And sometimes, and a lot of times, not sometimes, a lot of times, we take the back seat, right? So that's why I say, hey, learning to reset. Right. And the best way to reset.
Yes.
Big breaths like that. Right. Now, I know that might seem very like a shock. Right. But You're getting oxygen into your brain. Like, you might feel a little woozy like I do right now, but that just helps to get the oxygen flowing and going, right? And you can also do another breath where you just breathe in, squeeze your stomach, squeeze your perineum, almost like you have to take a poop. You squeeze all that together, right? You just hold that air all in your stomach, and then you blow out of your mouth everything as much as you can and hold it as long as you can to the last second until you feel like you can't hold out anymore, and then breathe in again. Do the whole cycle for 3 to 4 times, and that's going to help you to reset real quick, right? But hey, be strong. I get it, but love y'all. Hope that helps you. And if you like this, share this. As you guys know, you guys always can get the Ascension Journal to help you break down your feelings and your thoughts. Have a place to journal all that. And it also comes with a whole year subscription to the Ascension app as well, so you can get it on the go. All right. Love y'all. Peace.